Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, apparently we have an update in the Karen Reed trial going on in Boston. Yep. Sam, can you bring us up to speed, please?
They have come to an agreement today that they have not come to a verdict today, and they have gone home for the evening.
There's much more to it than that.
Yes. Do we have the judge's comments?
Stand by.
Question from the jurors. If we find not guilty on two charges but can't agree on one charge, is it a hung jury on all three charges or just one charge? I got some input from the defense at sidebar, essentially saying if we could just ignore it. We can't ignore it. To me, it's a theoretical question, and we don't answer theoretical questions. I tell the jurors that they're not to be concerned with the consequences of their verdict, and that's exactly what they're doing here. So I would propose, just writing simply, this is not a question I can answer on this and sending it back.
Okay, so jurors want to know, can we find not guilty on the main charges?
So this is exactly what happened in her first trial.
Yes.
Where they found not guilty on charges one, which is second degree murder, charge two, which was involuntary or voluntary manslaughter, and charge three, which was where they were hung in the first trial, which was leaving the scene of an accident.
Yes. So this, I read this, they're telling the judge, we don't think she did the murder.
Or the manslaughter. Would be my read on this.
But we're not real sure, did she leave the scene? You know why they don't know if she left the scene? Because they don't even know where he died, Scott. They don't know how he died. They don't know when he died. The state cannot answer any of those questions. Did she do it? I don't know. I know they can't prove she did.
Here's what's going to end up happening. Even if they end up hung because they can't decide on charge number three, any prosecutor who brings a third trial against her, after two trials in a row, she's found not guilty on second-degree murder and voluntary manslaughter, is an irresponsible prosecutor who doesn't know how to take a
look. I'll tell you this. You have to watch the Karen Reed documentary. You have to.
I will after I'm done with trial four.
It is one of the best crime documentaries I have ever watched. I didn't even care. I kept seeing Karen Reed in the name, and I knew it was in Boston. I didn't care until I watched the documentary.
Now, it sounds like this is different from the first trial in that they are leaning towards not guilty for the first charge, the second-degree murder charge. But it sounds like some jurors are leaning towards guilty for the involuntary manslaughter, meaning that at least one juror is convinced that she did hit him with her vehicle, leading to his death.
So it's very confusing, and I was watching the news this morning. The second charge is actually voluntary manslaughter. There's a lesser included of involuntary manslaughter, but they clearly are not on that. Sam, there's something in the background. I don't know if Dan's still potted up or not. My thinking is, just like in the first trial, and this is speculation on my part, I'm free to admit it, that they're hung on leaving the scene of an accident, which is charge number three.
I agree. You cannot send someone to prison because she screamed awful things at her boyfriend in repeated voicemails.
It's not a crime.
Police, all you need to know about this case, police never went into the house where they found a dead man on the front lawn. Ask yourself this. God forbid if you wake up tomorrow and there's a dead man on your front lawn, let alone a dead man who happens to be a cop on the front lawn of your house. Mm-hmm. What is the first thing investigators are going to do?
I'm going to knock on the door.
You are going to go. That is a crime scene.
Well, first I'm going to tape off the entire area where he was found.
You protect the evidence.
Looking for footprints.
They not only didn't go in that night.
Because it was snow covered.
They didn't go in the next day. They didn't go in the next week. All you need to know about this case is that detectives, for some crazy reason no one can explain, never set foot inside the house where a dead man was found on the front lawn. That's all you need to know. You cannot convict her just based on that, because what if he died in that house?
And they dragged him out.
We don't know. What if he slipped and fell outside, Scott? I've often thought this is a possibility.
I think that's the most likely.
They were stinking drunk. Fall down drunk. What if he slipped and fell, hit his head on the curb outside?
He runs outside because his girlfriend's obviously upset with him.
Yes, she's screaming.
Get out of the car.
Does it make her a murderer? No. You cannot send that woman to prison. And let me tell you this. You're going to watch that documentary. You are not going to like her. I didn't like her. She's brash. She's abrasive. She is non-apologetic.
A little rough around the edges.
She's really rough around the edges.
Now, one of the lesser charges is operating under the influence.
I think they're hung on OUI.
Okay, prove it. They didn't even go to her house until the next morning. Prove that she was drunk.
You can't prove any of it. This is a textbook case of why evidence preservation right after someone has been found dead on someone's front lawn is so critical.
And I need not remind everyone, where were they putting some of the evidence, Dana Wright?
Well, in their own garage.
In a red solo cup. I fill you up.
Yes.
With evidence.
They were using red solo cups from the party.
Correct.
To collect evidence.
Correct. There is also an allegation that evidence was planted at the scene.
Correct.
Was evidence planted? I don't know.
I don't know.
The optics, I will tell you, are horrible. It doesn't look good. Can you totally prove they planted evidence? No. The optics are horrible.
But can you prove that she did it? And the answer is no.
No.
And what's so wrong with it being an accident?
It's so sad. Do you know what's so wrong about all this? Is that everyone knows the name Karen Reed, and no one remembers the name of the police officer who died. The family deserve to know what happened? They can't tell you if he was bitten by a dog. One expert says he was, one expert says he wasn't.
To answer your question, Sam, because when a cop dies, somebody has to go to jail.
And if it is a murder, should go to jail.
And you'll see that if you watch Trial 4 on Netflix. And granted,
I knew the answer to my question.
Detective Mulligan in Trial 4, he was murdered in cold blood, point blank. And somebody should go to jail. The problem was, and this was back in the 90s, or early 2000s, I don't recall, they couldn't figure out who did it, and they had to pin it on somebody.
What's different about the Karen Reed trial is you really don't know. My gut tells me she didn't do it. And if she hit him, she did not realize that she had.
That's right. Therefore, it's not murder. Here's the other deal.
It is just as likely, Scott, we don't know, that somebody else stinking drunk drove by there that night and struck him too. They don't know because they didn't investigate.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Sam, you said the jury's gone home for the day. Is that correct?
Yes, the jury has gone home for the evening, and currently they are sitting at hung jury. There is no verdict.
On one of the three charges?
Two.
So
the question specifically stated, if we find her not guilty on the first charge and hung on the rest, is that terms for a retrial on all charges?
Wait a minute. I read
and the judge replied, I can't answer that. I read it the same way, Scott.
No. Listen to this. This is from the New York Post. Jurors asked the judge if they would be considered a hung jury if they were able to find Reed not guilty of two charges, but unable to decide on a third.
That's not the way the judge read that question.
Can you play it back? Play it back if you would. If the post is wrong, then they're wrong. But the jury said that they were able to find Reed not guilty of two charges, but unable to decide on a third. That tells me that she's not guilty of second-degree murder and voluntary manslaughter.
Question from the jurors. If we find not guilty on two charges, but can't agree on one charge.
She's not saying which one it is. She also says
judge. Corrected. Judges.
Judges. Yeah. That's the first thing. Sam, when you played that, I looked at Scott and I go, did they park the car in the garage with the charge?
But not laughing at somebody dying. But if they were to find her guilty on either one of charges one or two, they would almost automatically find her guilty on charge three, leaving the scene of an accident.
Now, she's basically fully admitted that she was driving the OUI charge, I believe. It's not leaving the scene of an accident. She has admitted that she was under the influence.
Sam, every person there that night was hammered.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.